Welcome to Dinner at Andy's, the radio stunt program that makes America smile. And now the person who...
Are you dreading...
...plasters that smile on America's face, the host of Dinner at Andy's, Andy Breckman.
The show, are you dreading it?
No, not at all. Why would I be dreading it?
You can't be honest because you're on the air. Blink twice. Blink, Ken. Blink twice if you're dreading it.
Why would I...
He's holding paper up.
Why would I be dreading... I'm not dreading it at all. We have a great overture. Lots of listeners have sent in songs from the Who's Tommy.
Exactly, right.
Yeah.
Why would you be dreading it?
I can guarantee you I'm going to like this a lot more than you are, even though it was your
idea. Are you talking to the listeners?
Am I talking to... No, talking to you.
Oh, talking to me.
Yeah.
So, Tommy, so we're going to recreate the rock opera Tommy. When was that released?
69,
really?
Yeah. Not the first rock opera.
Oh, it's not the first rock opera?
No,
not
really.
Went through this last week.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ Superstar preceded it?
No, Jesus Christ Superstar came later, but The Pretty Things, SF Sorrow. The Pretty Things, SF Sorrow preceded Tommy.
No one knows about that. How about The Kinks?
Nope, not really.
Well, then Tommy was the first rock opera.
There's another one.
The Pretty Things' mother probably heard the rock opera.
There was another one, too, called the Teenage Opera.
Yeah.
Or something.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, the Teenage Opera something. No, it was Tommy. And because no one had ever heard a rock opera before, Pete Townsend was free to make it insane.
Is it really insane?
When I say insane, of course I mean stupid.
Yeah, you just don't like it.
Well, I mean, the story.
Yeah. What part of the story do you object to?
See me, touch me, feel me, heal me. Hey, wouldn't you love to have been in the room, a fly on the wall, when he just told the band, when he had a band meeting?
Uh-huh.
Hey, Roger. Hey, Keith. Who was the other guy? John Entwistle?
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Have an idea.
Well, he had been toying around with...
I'll bet he had.
...similar things. In fact, he It's a Boy, the song It's a Boy, originally was for an earlier opera, and then he did a quick one that's like a little mini opera.
I'm not familiar.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. He's deaf, dumb, and blind. Roger, you're going to be Tommy. That's the moment I wish I was there for. Roger, you're going to be all the parts, but you're going to be Tommy.
Well, somebody's calling. You know what we don't have is we don't have anybody to do the last song, which is We're Not Going to Take It.
And the running motif, Roger, is this.
Yeah.
See me, feel me, touch me, heal me. But do it in this high, plaintive, lonely, sad voice. Okay, Pete.
Well, you're going to write the damn song.
You're going to write the damn song, Pete. All right, so here we go. Are you looking for someone to do We're Not Going to Take It?
Yeah. Hi, you're on the air. Nope, they're not.
Hey, you and I could do We're Not Going to Take It together. Do you know that song?
No.
You don't know We're Not Going to Take It?
I know.
Never did and never will.
I know the Twisted Sister version.
Don't need no religion, not as far as we can tell.
Even though the whole thing is very religious.
Yeah, is very religious.
It's based on, it is. It's actually based very tightly on Pete Townsend's interest in Mayor Baba.
And you know that from Wikipedia, but you wouldn't know it from Tommy. That's the point.
Well, Mayor
Baba... When you listen to Tommy, you just want to bang your head against the wall now.
Mayor Baba was deaf, dumb, and blind. He would go for years without talking.
Who's Mayor Baba? Just remind me. Of course, I know, but remind our listeners.
You know, he was like a kind of Sufi religious leader that Pete Townsend started following.
He was deaf, dumb, and blind?
Well, he...
Like Helen Keller, kind of?
No, he wasn't deaf, dumb, and blind, but he had a thing about not talking.
He was shy.
No. No, he like.
I'm going to write a rock opera about a shy boy.
He felt things
that plays a lot of Tetris.
He was seeking enlightenment.
My rock opera is called Tetris. It's a shy boy.
Yeah, I think
sits
there's
in the back
been a,
of the class. There's plays been a, Tetris.
Yeah, there's been a rock opera made about Tetris already.
Has there been?
Actually, yeah. Why don't you make one about bananagrams?
Yeah, bananagrams. I'm sorry, I'm laughing about something.
No, there's rock opera material. Okay, let's start off.
Okay, so wait, so we should set the stage here.
Yeah.
So it's in context.
Right.
We're about to hear the overture.
Mm-hmm. It's by Paul Cheevers and his dogs.
Oh, great. Now, you know, in the movie Almost Famous, Cameron Crowe's movie,
mm-hmm.
the first scene, the big sister leaves home, and she leaves a note for her little brother.
Right, with all her favorite albums.
And the note says, play the overture from Tommy, and it'll change your world. Okay, so we're going to hear whose version of the overture?
Paul Cheevers.
Paul Cheevers, a listener?
Yep.
We're proud listener.
Wow, man, he extended it from 3 minutes 50 seconds to almost 6 minutes long.
Dear God, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Why did he do that?
I don't know.
He hates us.
He's got a lot of dogs.
Okay, well, we're going to hear maybe not the whole thing.
No, we're going to hear the whole damn thing.
No, we're not going to hear the whole thing, but maybe we'll put it online or something.
Here we go.
Oh, wait, hold on. What are you going to do while it's playing?
Taster, an appetizer. Yeah, it's not like an underture.
This is the overture.
Wow.
This is the overture.
Wow.
Talk over it. You're not enjoying the overture?
I can tell he's put a lot of thought and work into it.
The overture to Tommy. He's including all his animals. He's got a couple of dogs.
I appreciate the effort he's put into it.
A few chickens.
What does he do? Is he a musician?
I don't know.
Is he a dog catcher for, like, Morris County?
But what's going on here?
I guess we should explain.
During the overture...
Well, we're not even to the story yet. The story does begin when Captain Walker goes missing during an expedition and is believed dead.
What kind of expedition?
I don't know. But wait, that's supposed to be part of the overture. How do we glean that from this overture?
I think you see scenes of Captain Walker hunting elephants.
What do you mean you see it? I mean, if we were just playing the record.
Oh, in your mind's eye.
But how does Wikipedia know that he's on an expedition?
Oh, because there was a stage production.
Oh, for the love of crackers.
And,
oh, no. Okay.
Pete Townsend had to say, like, yeah.
What he was doing?
He was an elephant hunter.
Thanks, Pete.
So anyway, everybody thinks he's dead.
Yeah.
So, of course, his wife remarries. That happens a lot during wartime.
Yeah, happens a lot to DJs, too.
Yeah.
And so she remarries and gives birth to a son, Tommy.
Tommy? That's the name of the rock opera we're doing.
And that's the song, It's a Boy. Years later, Captain Walker returns home. Uh-oh. Trouble ahead. Like a little soap opera that
Well, you're getting ahead. You're getting ahead of us because Mark G is on the line.
Discovered that his wife has found a new lover. Hold on. Let me just
put it in context. No, you're getting way ahead of us.
I know, but let me just whet their appetite. The captain kills the lover in an altercation.
Oh, I hope Tommy didn't see that.
This goes right to my point.
Yeah,
I've been saying it for years. Avoid altercations.
If Tommy had seen that, he would have been traumatized by it.
Well, Tommy did see it, and then Tommy's mother brainwashes
Tommy. Oh, man,
that's
a disaster. Tommy saw the murder?
Then you know how mothers are when you see something unpleasant?
Yeah.
They brainwash you into believing you didn't see or hear anything?
Gaslight you.
Yeah, they gaslight you. They shut down all your senses?
Yep.
A good mother knows how to do that.
Yeah, it's not like.
And she made him deaf. I'm not done yet. Dumb. Hold on.
Blind.
And blind to the outside world. Tommy now relies on his sense of touch and imagination. He develops an inner psyche. Ooh, I forgot to do that for myself.
What's Tommy?
That's on my to-do list.
Well, guess what? Guess who's coming down the birth canal?
It's Tommy.
Tommy!
Okay, we're going to hear It's a Boy.
It's Mark G. from Astoria to sing It's a Boy
live. He's going to do it live.
Yep.
Oh, thanks, Mark. Thanks for joining us.
And it's a boy, Mrs. Walker. It's a boy. It's a boy, Mrs. Walker, it's a boy. A born, a son.
Wow.
Wow, very good, Mark.
Very good.
Thank you. But
you
what?
Just imagine you're there in the maternity ward.
What gender was the child, though?
It was it's a boy.
Ah, okay. Got it. All right, the next song is 1921.
There is a recording of my father doing the same thing when I was born.
Which is when all this
he
happens.
Was in the maternity ward. He was down the hall.
Yeah.
Near the coffee machine.
Mm-hmm.
A son. This is my father.
Yeah.
A son. A son.
Did he have headphones on and he was listening to Tommy or something?
Nope. Just spontaneous. Huh. He was thrilled. He was thrilled to have me with him.
All right, listener Planet Tyler did Amazing Journey.
Now, what is Amazing Journey? That's an instrumental?
No, I think it's about Tommy's exciting trip down the birth canal.
Yeah, but I think it's an instrumental.
No?
Yeah, I think it's one of those things. It's an instrumental. No one knows what it's about, but Wikipedia is telling you that he relies on his sense of touch and
Well, it's called Amazing Journey, so you would think it's about his trip down the birth canal, but apparently not really. It's
no.
It's about his journey through the world without being able to see, hear, or smell, or feel, or taste, or just about anything.
So the mother just sort of just put a hex on the kid.
Yeah. Yeah, she blew it. She totally blew it. She could have just put a bag over his head, and he wouldn't have seen anything.
She didn't have a bag. That whole house. She must have looked for a bag. No bag. So plan B.
All right, here's Planet Tyler doing Amazing Journey from side one of The Who's Tommy.
Okay.
Take it away.
If you're just joining us, if you're just joining us, Captain Walker was believed dead.
All right, this is the movie version that Pete Townsend sings.
sorry, Amazing Journey is not an instrumental. My bad.
Deaf, dumb, and blind boy, he's in a quiet vibration land. Strange as it seems, his musical dreams ain't quite so bad. Ten years old with thoughts as bold as thoughts can be. Loving life and becoming wise in simplicity. Sickness will surely take the mind where minds can't usually go. Come on the amazing journey and learn all you should know a vague hazelarium creeps up on him. Me, all at once a tall stranger I suddenly see. He's dressed in a silver sparks glittering gown, and his golden beard goes right down to the ground. Bum, 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 bum. Thank you, New Jersey.
Thank you, Tyler.
I actually enjoyed that very much. I enjoyed it, I think, more than Roger Daltrey's version.
That was Amazing Journey.
Yeah, I was wrong, obviously.
It
was
not about the birth canal.
No,
at
it
all.
It was about a journey into your own psyche.
Right. And next there would be an instrumental, but we nixed that.
Did we?
Yeah.
Did we regret that now?
Yeah. Also, by the way, Michael from Boston was going to do 1921, but he bailed on us because he said it was too difficult.
Wait, I'll do that. Hold on. Let me get
okay.
1921.
Go ahead. You do 1921.
Hold on. Let me get the lyrics up.
Oh, geez. You don't even have the lyrics up? We got to move on.
No. Hold on.
We don't have anybody to do the hawker.
Hold on, my friend. What do you mean you got to move on? Where are you going?
It's 20 minutes after.
Oh, for the love of crap.
I better call Ewan, who's going to do Christmas.
No. I'm going to do 1921.
Okay. You know how that goes?
I will in a minute. Here it is. Lyrics. Hold on. I've got it right here.
Take your time.
Why? What's your rush? Okay. Here it is. Got a Feeling. 21. Okay. So it's about 1921.
Okay.
And who's singing this?
Pete Townsend.
No. But what's... Oh. The outside world. Okay. Got a feeling 21. Listen to this, Ken. Listen to the lyrics.
Yeah, go ahead.
Got a feeling 21 is going to be a good year.
Oh, I know this song.
Especially if you and me see it in together. And then I guess the father sings. So you think 21 is going to be a good year. It could be good for me and her, but you and her? No, never. I have no reason to be over-optimistic. Ken... See, I added Ken there to personalize it. But somehow when you smiled, I could brave bad weather. What about the boy? What about the boy? Okay, this is where she puts the hex on him. He didn't see it. He didn't hear it.
He did, though.
Yeah, he did. He actually says I heard it.
He saw and heard everything.
You won't say nothing to no one. Never in your life. You never heard it. How absurd it all seems without any proof. And then it goes back to, got a feeling 21 is going to be a good year.
And now we need the hawker. Basically,
But wait, it ends with this. It's kind of dramatic.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
It's pretty touching.
Okay.
I should say to our listeners, if you're operating heavy machinery, you might want to pull over. Because you're going to get a little teary-eyed.
Okay.
What about the boy?
All right, so now if somebody wants to give us a call at 201-209-9368 and sing the hawker, or you could just be the hawker.
What's the hawker? That's from the movie?
He's a quack. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's from the movie?
No, it's from the album.
It is?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I think so. The quack, the hawker, you know.
I'll bet you a sponge bath.
A Gary Null kind of character comes by and.
If you're right,
yeah,
I have to give you a sponge bath.
Okay.
If I'm right, you have to give me a sponge bath.
No.
And that's called a win-win. I can't lose.
You can give me a sponge bath.
Oh, the Hawker, Eyesight to the Blind. It's also called Eyesight to the Blind.
Okay.
Here it is. Eyesight to the Blind.
All right, yeah. Because he's a quack. He's a a charlatan.
You talk about your woman. I wish you could see mine. Yeah, you talk about your woman. I wish you could see mine. Every time she starts to loving, she brings eyesight to the blind. So he's kind of a pimp.
Well, no, he's a quack.
He's a pimp quack. He's what they call a pimp quack. That's what the kids call it on the street. She's got the power to heal you. Never fear.
Are you in?
She's got the power
to
heal you.
Are you ready to sing Christmas?
Never fear.
All right, hang on.
Just a word from her lips and the deaf begin to hear.
Yay. Good job, Andy Breckman.
Okay. I'm just filling in the gaps here.
We're moving on to side two of the Who's Tommy.
We're on side two.
Yeah.
We've made it.
Yep.
Oh, hang on, Ewan. Hang on, Ewan.
Oh, Ewan's here live. Hold on. Ewan, you're here live.
Ewan, can you start again now?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did you ever see the face?
Oh, wait. Ewan? My mind wandered a little bit. I was thinking about something else. Could you start again?
Did you ever see the faces of the children? They get so excited. Waking up on Christmas morning as before the winter sun's ignited. They believe in dreams and all they mean, including heaven's generosity. Peeping round the door to see what parcels are there for free and curiosity. And Tommy doesn't know what day it is. Yeah, he doesn't know who Jesus was or what praying is. How can he be saved from the eternal grave? Surrounded by his friends, he sits so silently and unaware of anything.
You know, I'm enjoying Tommy more.
Playing pocket pinball, picks his nose,
ever
and smiles and pokes his tongue at everything.
Except for that part about picking his nose.
I believe in love, but how can men who've never seen light be enlightened? Only if he's cured will his spirit's future level ever heighten.
No.
And Tommy doesn't know what day it is. He doesn't know who Jesus was and what praying is. How can he be saved from the eternal grave?
Wow.
Wow, Ewan. Good
job. Tommy, can you hear me?
Here's the little coda.
Tommy, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Tommy, can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
No. This is part of the song.
No, I can hear him.
Tommy, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
How can he be saved?
Wow, fantastic.
Wow. Except for...
Oh, wait, hold on. Wait, here's our real coda.
Touch me, you me. I'm not going to keep doing those.
That's all right. Imagine the solo spotlight on Roger Daltrey.
No, keep doing that. Keep doing that. That was, there you go. Just keep doing that. Keep going with that, Ewan. Okay, so this is the part of the opera Tommy where Tommy is now dealing with all sorts of evil characters.
Well, they leave him with his sadistic cousin,
like the Hawker, and then cousin Kevin.
Is, and then he has a uncle that molests him.
Yeah, the fiddler.
Yeah,
Uncle Ernie.
Uncle Ernie. Ernie. Yeah.
Right. And I can hear you. And why don't the callers think they can that I can hear them?
Does this make you want to hear the Who's Tommy?
I'm hearing it right now.
I know, but I mean their version. I'm enjoying this so much.
Okay, cool.
I'm appreciating the opera more than I did.
So the Hawker also, the Hawker is married to the Acid Queen, Andy.
The Acid Queen is who he's hawking.
Yes, exactly. He's saying that she can cure you.
Yeah, oh, do we have a song, the Acid Queen song?
Yes, Sam the trombone player, Sam Kulick, has recorded the Acid Queen. All right, Ewan, good job. You just keep doing that in the background. Excellent. All right. Ewan did great with that. And now we're going to hear Sam the trombonist.
Ken, I'm so proud of you. You actually assembled this group? You actually...
Doing Acid Queen.
Produced this tribute album to the rock opera Tommy? He did it just the instrumental. Acid Queen. Gypsy, I'm guaranteed to tear your soul apart. Gather your wits and hold on fast. Your mind must learn to roam, just as the Gypsy Queen must do. You're gonna hit the road. You know who I am? I'm the Gypsy.
You're who?
The Acid Queen.
You're not the Acid Queen.
Hey, before we start,
Sam the trombonist is the Acid Queen.
He's never been more alive. His head, it shakes, his fingers clutch. Watch his body writhe. You don't hear the word writhe in a lot of rock and roll.
All right, this is the movie version that Pete Townsend sings.
Hey, what happened there?
It went right to another cut.
How did that happen? Okay. All right, thank you. Thank you, Sam the trombonist.
Fantastic job.
And the Acid Queen.
That was Sam on trombone, I'm guessing. Wow, and, I'm very impressed.
Following that, we have the underture, which we're not doing because it's an underture. And then we take the album off and we put on side three. Side three of Tommy's The Who.
Wait, hold on. We might be ahead of our schedule.
No, we're not.
We're not?
I don't think so. Now, we don't have anybody to do this next song, which is Do You Think It's All Right?
Oh, well, that's a short song. I'll do it.
Yeah, it's only 24 seconds long.
Yeah, hold on. Go ahead. Oh, you know what? It's kind of set up. It's kind of an interesting song. Hmm. It's setting up the Uncle Ernie song.
Oh, they're saying, is it okay if this child molester, Uncle Ernie, comes in and undresses our Tommy? Is that what they're saying?
It's pretty simple. Let me sing it for you, buddy.
Okay.
Do you think it's all right to leave the boy with Uncle Ernie?
Exactly. This is exactly what I said.
Do you think it's all right? He's had a few too many.
It's not all right.
Do you think, well, of course you know that only in hindsight.
It's not.
Do you think it's all right? Yes, I think it's all right.
No, it's not all right at all.
Well, it's a bit of all right.
Somebody should call Dyfus on these people.
It's all right for Uncle Ernie.
Yeah, it's not okay for Tommy.
Yeah, half the people in the room are quite satisfied.
Well,
wouldn't you like to bat 500 someday?
Tommy's the one that really matters.
You do? You think so?
Yeah. Jeez.
I have a theory about Tommy. I think he's faking it.
Well, oh, yeah. Well, okay. That's fine. You can.
Hey, who are you going to be for Halloween this year?
Uncle Ernie.
I'm going as Tommy.
See you in the van.
I'll see you in the van. I'll just be, people open their door, I'll just go to walk right in, right past them. I'm deaf, dumb, and blind.
Okay, our friend Aaron from Minneapolis.
They offer me a bowl of candy. I'm taking a handful. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm Tommy.
Our friend Aaron from Minneapolis.
Let's all go with Tommy this year. We'll just go outside and bump into each other.
What about the pinball part?
I just want to ring a doorbell and say, see me, feel me.
Yeah, I don't think you'll get to a second doorbell. Anyway, Aaron from Minneapolis, who has been on the show many times.
Oh, great.
Has giving us a text-to-speech version of Uncle Ernie.
Oh, perfect. I can't wait.
Yep. Here is Aaron in Minneapolis and Fiddle About.
I'm your wicked Uncle Ernie. I'm glad you won't see or hear me as I fiddle about, fiddle about, fiddle about. But I left me here to mind you. Now I'm doing what I want to fiddling about, fiddling about. Fiddle about down with the bedclothes up with your nightshirt. Fiddle about, fiddle about, fiddle about, fiddle about. Fiddle about, fiddle about, you won't shout as I fiddle about, 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 fiddle, fiddle, fiddle.
Wow. Good job, Aaron.
Fantastic.
He wanted Uncle Ernie to sound like a demon, so that's why it's pitched down like that.
Pretty
appropriate. Oh, you know, I haven't been.
If you couldn't, make out the lyrics, the key lyric there is, "Your mother left me here to mind you. Now I'm doing what I want to. Fiddling about."
Something about taking off his Teenage Mutant Ninja T-shirt, something in there, like that. I seem to recall that from the libretto. No.
From the libretto?
Yeah.
You mean it was actually, well, maybe it was in the movie version. I don't know. Okay, hold on. Let me read from Wikipedia. Here's our synopsis. As Tommy grows older, he discovers that he can feel vibrations sufficiently well to become an expert pinball player.
Oh, it's known as haptics.
Yeah, it's known as haptics. Exactly. His parents take him to a respected doctor who determines that the boy's disabilities are psychosomatic. Oh, I knew he was faking it.
Huh.
Rather than physical, Tommy is told by the doctor to, quote, go to the mirror, unquote. And his parents notice he can stare at his own reflection.
That doesn't sound blind.
Wait a minute. Is the mother having second thought? Is the mother regretting putting this spell on the son?
Well, she didn't put a spell on him. She gaslit him. But now she realizes
she brainwashed him. But is she regretting it? After seeing Tommy spend extended periods staring at the mirror in his house, his mother smashes it out of frustration. That is a song called Smash the Mirror. That might be an instrumental.
That's way down the line.
Okay. This removes Tommy's mental block. Oh, all he needed was the mirror to be smashed.
Yeah, you're getting way ahead of ourselves.
He recovers his senses, realizing he could become a powerful leader.
Ooh, like Mayor Baba.
You know what? This is actually making more sense than just listening to the to the record. I'm actually enjoying this now.
Okay,
I have newfound respect for.
Okay, well, you got way ahead of the
yeah, well, I'm just giving people so they can hear in context.
The plot points
is
he realizes, this Tommy character realizes that he can feel the metal ball. He can feel the vibrations.
Are we about to hear Pinball Wizard?
Yeah.
Who's doing this?
Sam the Appraiser. Take it away, Sam.
Well, this is a song people are more familiar with.
Ever since I was a young boy, I've played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I probably played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure played mean pinball.
Listen to those power chords.
He stands just like a statue, becomes part of the machine. Feeling all the bumpers, always playing clean, which is nice. Plays by intuition, the digit counters fall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball. That's the power of love. He's a pinball wizard, there has to be a twist. A pinball wizard's got such a supple wrist. How do you think he does it? I don't know. What makes him so good? I'm not sure. Ain't got no distractions, can't hear no buzzes and bells, don't see no lights a flashing, he plays by sense of smell. Always gets replayed, never seen him fall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays mean pinball.
Wow.
That's the power of love.
Fantastic.
Can you feel it?
I think we get the point there.
Can you feel it?
Yeah.
I know how he does it.
He peaks. There's no other explanation. Tommy cheats at pinball.
Yeah, I mean, he can actually see, for one thing.
He's peaking.
But he's also dealing with metal balls. Metal. Solid metal balls. Let's see how well he can feel a ping pong ball. I don't think he'd be able to feel one of those at all.
Do you think the record company called Pete Townsend said, love the opera, Pete, we need a single. It doesn't have a single. You have anything about pinball? Can you shoehorn a pinball song into there? Well, the guy's deaf, dumb, and blind, says Pete. How can I write a pinball? Just see what you come up with, Pete.
Thank you, Sam the Appraiser, for that beautiful version of Pinball Wizard.
And, great job.
It's during this period that
we have a lot of talented listeners.
Tommy's mom takes him to see a doctor.
Yeah, we just read that part.
Yeah.
Who suggests going to the mirror.
So Mike Wood, listener Mike Wood, has recorded, there's a doctor.
Here's me on Halloween, next Halloween,
okay,
when I'm Tommy.
Go ahead.
Sir, that's our bedroom. Sir, you can't go in there. I'm Tommy, okay? I don't know where I am, okay? Sir, you can't just keep wandering around the house. I'm Tommy, damn it.
Oh, you're playing both parts.
Sir, yeah.
Oh, you're playing the
part. Sir, just take one piece of candy. Sir, we don't have enough if you take... Sir, you can't take that money. I'm Tommy.
I was confused.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Because the voice of the surprised homeowner and the voice of you as Tommy sound very similar.
Do you have a pinball machine? I do a little party trick.
All right, here is Mike Wood, and there's a doctor, as the Dinner at Andy's version of The Who's Tommy continues.
There's a man I found. Could bring us all joy. There's a doctor I found. Could cure the boy.
A doctor is found, could cure the boy.
A man I found could remove his sorrow. He lives in this town. Let's see him tomorrow.
He lives in this town, let's see him tomorrow. Tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow.
Wow. Good job, Mike Wood.
Man.
Very good, man. He's a regular Jaco Pastorius.
I was about to say the same thing, except I didn't know who Jaco Pastorius was.
Okay. So the next thing they want him to do is go to the mirror. The doctor wants Tommy to go to the mirror just to prove, you know, to humiliate him, to show that he's faking it because he can see his own reflection.
But the mirror does seem to have an effect on him.
Well, not right away. Eventually it does.
What happens at the mirror?
Well, he sees himself, so people say, faker!
Yeah. Is there a song that goes along with that?
Yeah, it's called Go to the Mirror.
And who's going
to
perform that?
David McGaffin. And here it is.
Seems to be completely unreceptive. The tests I gave him show no sense at all. His eyes react to light, the dial's detected. He hears but cannot answer to your call.
See me
you mean.
There is no chance, no untried operation. All hope lies with him.
The female vocalist that David's employing here?
I'm going to guess his mistress.
No, actually, a trick-or-treater who just wouldn't leave.
She was Tommy.
Yeah. There she is again.
Yeah.
Feel me, touch me, heal me, see me, feel me, touch me, heal me.
Go to the mirror, boy. Go to the mirror, boy. I often wonder what he is feeling. Has he ever heard a word I've said?
You think they had sex after they recorded this?
Now in the mirror, I think before dreaming, and after.
I think
what
during.
Is happening in his head? Listening to you.
Yeah, you could tell they're all turned on.
The music,
you can't fake that kind of chemistry.
I get the heat following you. I climb the mountain and I get excited at your feet.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
Right behind you, I see the millions.
Wow.
On you.
What happens next in our story?
I see the glory from you.
I think a telemarketer calls Tommy.
Oh, that would be sweet. That's good karma.
Yeah.
Put Tommy on the phone. Hey, it's a telemarketer. Put Tommy on the phone.
Yeah.
Man, that's one good use of Tommy.
Yeah, because what the hell can a telemarketer sell to a deaf, dumb, and blind kid?
Although somehow he managed to buy $24,000 worth of solar panels. I don't know how it happened. Okay.
Well, thank you. Okay. Thank you, David McGaffin and Nameless Trick-or-Treater.
Yeah, fantastic job.
Great job.
Okay, so what's happening next?
Well, listener Pamela from California said that she would do a version of Tommy, Can You Hear Me? On thumb piano.
Okay.
And she had a bit of a crisis of confidence. But I said, Pam, you can do it. And what's going on here? Is this the telemarketer part?
Pam, you can do it. Ken's right.
Tommy, can you hear me? Who is asking Tommy, can you hear me? Okay.
Is it the doctor? Might be the doctor.
I think, okay, yeah, what's happening is Tommy's just staring in the mirror. He's in a daze. Mm-hmm. He's in a trance. And he's just staring at himself in the mirror. And
I've seen you stare at the mirror.
Tommy, snap out of it. Tommy. Yeah. Hey, Tommy. Tommy.
Yeah. Ken, there's a staff meeting. Ken. Oh, who put the mirror up in Ken's office? Ken, there's a staff meeting tonight.
So here's Tommy. Just kind of staring at the mirror and everybody trying to get
And this is Pam?
This is Pam.
Oh, great.
With her thumb piano.
She's playing along with a record.
Yeah, that's cool, right?
Absolutely.
Ooh, Tommy.
There's our girl.
Tommy. Tommy.
That's most of the notes.
This proves my theory. Pam can do anything if she just puts her mind to it.
Tommy, 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 Tommy.
I didn't think I could love Pam anymore, but I do.
Ooh, Tommy.
Okay.
Tommy.
Okay, there she is.
Tommy.
The tension's building.
Tommy.
Yeah.
Because the doctor and his mom are like, Tommy, snap
Tommy.
Out of it.
But now he realizes he can become Tommy. He can lead a nation of people.
Well, no, first he has to Tommy. Smash the mirror.
Okay.
And that breaks
Tommy.
The spell. Tommy.
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 And then how do we smash
Tommy.
The mirror?
Tommy.
Oh, there it is. She smashed the mirror.
Well, I think she pushed it over, but it didn't quite smash.
Well, the frame now is disjointed.
Yeah. But listener Ed Seifert, he smashed the mirror.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go. Smash that mirror, Ed.
Don't answer my call with either a nod or a twitch. Is it your own reflection? You don't seem to see me, but I think you can see yourself. How can the mirror affect you?
That was the mirror smashing.
Yeah, the mirror smashing at the end.
And then that breaks the spell.
Hey, if you're loving this show, next week, bye bye Birdie. Are you in, Ken?
No, next week's South Pacific. Week after that is bye bye Birdie.
I'm going to wash that man right out of my hair. That'll be Pam singing "Wash That Man Right Out of My Hair."
All right, so the next song is Sensation, but we don't have it.
What is Sensation?
It's the fact that the spell has now been broken and suddenly Tommy can do all sorts of things.
So you know what he does? I'll tell you what he does. I'm reading from the synopsis.
He can feel pain.
Yeah. What else is there to do? He has really almost no choice. He starts a religious movement.
Oh, boy.
And that song is I'm Free. Do we have that one?
It's coming later.
It's coming now. It's the next song.
No, you have to sing Miracle Cure first.
Oh, well, that's just 2 seconds.
Okay, yeah.
I can do it by heart, I think.
Go ahead, sing Miracle Cure.
Okay, I don't even have the lyrics here. Extra, extra, read all about it. The pinball wizard in a miracle cure. Extra. I think that's it.
Okay, great. And now...
Okay, what else can I do for you?
And now, Sally Simpson song. This is his first disciple, his first follower in the new cult that he's setting up.
This was my favorite song on the album. Who's doing Sally Simpson?
Raven Woods.
Can't wait.
Raven Woods doing Sally Simpson. Here we go.
Wow, he really produced it.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
The theme of the summer was come unto me, and love will find a way. So Sally decided to ignore her dad and sneak out anyway. She spent all afternoon getting ready and decided she'd try to touch him. Maybe he'd see that she was free and talk to her this Sunday. She knew from the start, deep down in her heart, that she and Tommy were.
so Sally would not be denied.
Oh, you're following the saga of Sally?
Yeah.
See, I pay no attention to Sally because I think she's just a dumb cult follower.
She snuck out of the house, and she went to the to revival meeting.
Well, you're not going to believe which band covered the next song.
Okay.
I'm Free.
I don't know.
Which is, this is also about the cult and everybody.
Of course, yes.
The band Dongle.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
I can't believe we actually have the band Dongle here.
Here's Dongle and I'm Free.
Sounds great. He's waiting. For you to follow me.
Who's singing here? Is it Tommy or
Tommy.
Is it his followers?
No, Tommy is now addressing his followers.
I don't think they're so free.
Tommy says, I'll tell you what it takes to reach the highest high, but you know what you would do, Ken?
I would put cameras in the bathrooms.
You'd laugh and say, nothing is that simple.
I'd cut down on rations. I'd turn the heat down.
Here's all I know. I'm a fan of Dongle. I'm now a big fan. You think they'll do this live if I shout it out, if I go to the next show?
I guess this is the utopian period of the Tommy cult, and it's in the next couple of songs that things go south.
Okay, let's go to the next song.
Well, we don't have a next song. But
wait, this is the last live song we have?
Well, this is, the next song is Welcome, which I don't think I have a version of.
Oh, no.
Oh, and then Tommy's Holiday Camp. Ooh,
who does that? Who's going to sing that for us?
We don't have anybody doing Tommy's Holiday Camp. Let me see if there's a version of it on here.
Hold on.
Dog Bowl. Should we go to Dog Bowl's version of Tommy's Holiday Camp?
Well, what is Dog Bowl? The band that covered the whole opera?
It'll be too hard for me to find it because there's no individual tracks.
Okay. Well, I'll sing a couple minutes of it, a couple seconds of it.
Of Tommy's Holiday Camp?
Good morning, campers. I'm your Uncle Ernie, and I welcome you to Tommy's Holiday Camp.
Oh, my God, Uncle Ernie's a camp counselor now?
He's he's Tommy's assistant.
Oh, jeez.
The camp with the difference. Never mind the weather. When you come to Tommy's, the holiday is forever. So you know you're in trouble if Uncle Ernie is in charge.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's why they put locks on the bathroom stalls. Okay. And then to take us home, here's a band from England called The Who.
I thought this was We're Not Gonna Take It.
This is it. It's kind of a little bit of a suite. It goes from...
Where's the see me, hear me, feel me?
It's coming.
Part.
You can't rush The Who. That's a fact of life, Kenny. You know where to put the cork. That's Pete Townsend being funny.
Where? Up the butt?
Oh, I didn't even think of that. That's even funnier.
Oh, where do you think he puts it? In his mouth?
No, I thought it was the top drawer in his desk at home.
What's funny about that?
That's exactly my point. Yours is much funnier. Up the butt. Where do you get your ideas? He just said, hey, hung up old Mr. Normal. You're not going to be able to follow me. That was my nickname, by the way, in high school.
Mr. Normal?
Hung up old Mr. Normal.
Really?
Yeah, I had the longest nickname. I was kind of proud of that.
Hung up old Mr. Normal.
Here we go.
Oh, now they're saying we're not going to take it.
Yeah, they're rebelling. Can you believe it? His followers? You know what? I have newfound respect for Pete Townsend. This is... this actually hung together pretty well tonight.
I brought up this recording and then I brought up the lyrics and they don't relate to each other at all.
This is it. This is great. No, we're not going to take it. It's kind of a suite. This is the end of the opera.
Well, we've heard the overture and the underture.
Oh, shut up.
This is the... What is this?
This is the end. This is the grand finale.
The endature?
This is like at the fireworks show. This is all the fireworks going off.
Okay.
Pinball completes the scene. Here comes Uncle Ernie to lead you to your very own machine.
Hey, thanks to Jeremiah for the newsletter, getting it out early.
Thanks to everyone that participated and contributed.
Yeah, Aaron and David McGaffin, Henry Lowengard, Joseph and his band Dongle, Mike Wood, Pam, Paul Cheevers, Sam the Appraiser, Raven Woods.
Hey, I'd like to thank you, Ken. You produced this. You put this all together.
Who did Sally Simpson? Oh, that was Raven Woods, of course. Or also known as Pontooster.
Hey, can we release this as a marathon premium?
We can.
We wouldn't make a nickel.
No, we won't.
No.
We can, though.
No, we won't do that.
Sam the Trombonist, thank you. Ed Seifert and Planet Tyler. Thanks to everybody.
Next week, Bye Bye Birdie, if you're a fan of Bye Bye Birdie.
South Pacific. South Pacific is next week. Bye Bye Birdie the week after.
Yeah. Here to provide you with all your Broadway Jones and needs.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned for Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash.
Of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Gotta go back to school. Vacation is over. We've had all our fun, but now it's all done. We must bid it adieu. Gotta start learning lessons so we won't be a fool. Gotta make A's and B's, learn our X, Y's and Z's. Gotta go back to school. No more staying out late, except on Saturday nights. Maybe go to a movie on Friday night is alright. Gotta go back to school. Vacation is over. We've had all our fun, but now it's all done. We must bid it adieu. Gotta go back to school. Vacation is over. We've had all our fun, but now it's all done. We must bid it adieu. Lord knows I can't see. Oh yeah. Man can be. Why I keep trying, Lord.